As a youngster and even as an adult, I cringed every time my mother would pour herself a glass of buttermilk and seem delighted in the taste. She pointed out that my favorite pancakes contained buttermilk as one of the main ingredients, and I responded that the buttermilk was absorbed by the eggs and flour and thus the offensive taste disappeared. I have maintained my aversion to buttermilk but have bought it occasionally for special recipes, and in the end, flushed most of the liter container into the sewer system so as not to develop a sour odor in the kitchen sink. A cookbook I found in the back of the cupboard is the inspiration for some buttermilk recipes. And it says unused buttermilk may be frozen in 1/4 cup portions in muffin tins and then put into bags in the freezer. Buttermilk pot roast 3-4 lb. Beef pot roast 2 tbsp. Flour 1 tablespoon dry mustard 1.5 tsps. Salt 1/4 teaspoon. Pepper 2 tbsp. Vegetable oil 1 beef bouillon cube 1/3 cup water 1/2 cup buttermilk 6 medium carrots, cut in 2-inch pieces 2 cups Brussels sprouts 1 cup buttermilk 1-2 tbsp. Flour Combine the first amount of flour with the mustard, salt and pepper. Dredge the roast with the mixture. In a large skillet or Dutch oven with a cover, brown roast in oil. Pour off excess drippings. Add bouillon cube and water. Heat and stir to dissolve bouillon. Cover and cook over medium heat for 2 hours, adding more water if necessary. At the end of 2 hours, add the first buttermilk, carrots and Brussels sprouts. Cover and cook for 15 minutes or until meat and vegetables are tender. Remove roast and vegetables to a heated platter. Blend the 1 cup of buttermilk with flour and thicken for gravy. Slice the meat on the platter with the vegetables. Serve the gravy on the side. Buttermilk potatoes 2 tbsp. Butter 2 cups raw potatoes, peeled and chopped 1/2 teaspoon. Salt 1/8 teaspoon. Pepper 1 cup buttermilk Paprika, if desired In a large skillet, melt butter and add potatoes. Cook over moderate heat, stirring frequently until potatoes are lightly browned. Add salt, pepper and buttermilk. Simmer, uncovered, until potatoes are tender and liquid is thickened, about 10 minutes. If desired, sprinkle with paprika before serving. Makes 4 servings. Buttermilk custard pie 1 unbaked pastry or crumb pie shell 3 eggs, slightly beaten 1.5 cups sugar 1/4 cup butter, melted 3 tbsp. Flour 1 teaspoon. Vanilla 1 teaspoon. Cinnamon 1 tablespoon vinegar 3/4 cup buttermilk In a medium bowl blend eggs, sugar, melted butter, flour, vanilla and cinnamon. Stir in vinegar and buttermilk. Pour mixture into the unbaked pie shell. Bake at 425 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 minutes. Reduce heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake until done, about 20 to 25 minutes more. Cool on rack and then chill in refrigerator. Serve with fresh berries. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.